Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Classroom Humiliation. Now, I hope that before you started listening to this, you've done an induction file. If you haven't, I guess I'll have to do something about that. Close your eyes and listen. Close your eyes good and listen carefully. Imagine that we're in a classroom. I am the teacher. I am your sir. And you have been called to the front. The rest of the class is staring at you, head down, eyes closed or to the ground, because you have irked me. You have earned my disapproval, and for that I call you out. Giggling in class or laughing when there are important matters to discuss is not to be allowed. You know what you have done. So keep your eyes shut and pay attention. Of course, if you were standing like that in front of the classroom, you would feel the blush. You would feel the deep blush on your cheeks, because you know that you've done something wrong, that you've done something naughty in the classroom. And not just that, but you were caught. I noticed, and I called you out on it. I put you in front of the rest of the class, and here you are. Ashamed, as you should be. Look at her. Look at her standing in front of the class, head bowed down, full of shame. Everyone can see that she's done something wrong. Everyone can see that she's been bad. And there are all kinds of things that I can do to you. There are all kinds of things that I can do to make it even worse. I could bend you over the desk and spank you. I can point out to everyone what a bad girl you've been. I can make sure that everyone knows how bad you've been. How naughty you are. Because it's not just this one time, is it? It's not just this one time when I called you out on it. I have seen you blush before. I have seen you gasp before. And even now, as you're twiddling with your fingers, as you're trying to keep still and yet moving your body, shifting it, I can see that this is arousing you. Standing in front of all these people, being humiliated in front of them, is making you hot. You are such a naughty, naughty girl that all of this is winding you up. Even though your head is bowed down, the blush in your cheeks is hot. The heat between your legs is getting hotter. It is winning the race between the heat on your cheeks. And you're not even trying to hide it very well. I can tell easily how aroused you are by the panting that you've been starting doing the last few moments. It is shameful. It is ridiculously shameful that you are here in heat in front of the class. How dare you? You know what is at stake here. And yet you just stand here getting hotter and hotter as I'm talking. It is shameful, little lady. It is a disgrace. And even that is just making you hotter. You're just moaning with every little bit of humiliation that I'm throwing your way. The slut that you are for this punishment. The glutton that you are for this disgrace. You filthy, naughty, crazed little girl, desiring even more humiliation so that you can feel the heat spread through your body and end between your legs. You just want to be a slut, wet and dripping with desire in front of everyone, letting everyone see how much of a dirty, wet thing you are. And all this shame, all this in front of the class is just making it better for you, isn't it? Even though you should be deeply ashamed, you should be disgraced with what you've done and what you're doing. You are a naughty, dirty, wet little slut, just crawling with desire in front of everyone. You can see all those eyes on you. You can see them traveling from your blushed face to your heaving chest and your rubbing thighs. All of them see what you are. All of them see what you are feeling. They can see that you're aroused, that you're hot, that you're craving, that you're horny, and that all of this is making it even stronger. And that the more humiliated I make you, the more you crave it, the more you want it, the more you get aroused. And your fingers are no longer twiddling with your clothes, are they? No, they're moving in specific places. Touching your hips, touching your lips, trying to hide it as fiddling, trying to hide it as nerves, but no. It's not just nerves, it's heat, it's craving. If I would let you, you'd masturbate in front of the class to show all of them what a dirty slut you are. And you'd be a disgrace to all of them. All of them would look at you in awe and surprise, confusion and denial, but all of them would see that you are a naughty, dirty, filthy, wet little slut that craves only more and more humiliation. It is a disgrace, it is disgusting, and yet so incredibly alluring. You can feel the wrongness of it all. You can feel it fueling you, heating you, making you hot. And is this really what you are? Are you panting in front of the class with a pure desire of wanting? Do you want me to pull up your skirt to show everyone in class how wet those folds between your legs really are? Do you want everyone to see that you're dripping with desire, literally? That I could bend you over and show everyone your ass and flushed pussy? Is that what you want? Do you want me to grab your neck and push you over, bend you over the desk, and spank you? Probably. But you don't deserve it. You don't deserve this attention or the release. You don't deserve all this humiliation. You're a lucky slut that you're getting what you need. Oh, do you think that's funny? Do you think it's funny that you're loving this? Do you think it's funny that you're wanting this? Feel me grab your hair and force you down. Feel the pressure of the desk against your breast. And feel me in front of everyone, in front of the whole class, raise up your skirt. Lift my hand and spank don't get a say in this. Spank even more. Spank even more. You don't get a say in this at all. And you are dripping. It is running over your thighs and with your ass towards the class. Everyone can see. Everyone can see what a hot little bitch you are. Everyone can see what a wanton slut that you've become purely by being put in your place. Apparently, that's all you need. All you need is someone just to put you in your place and spank you. And even better, you will thank me for it. You will thank me for humiliating you, for making your cheeks fiery red with the glow of shame. You will thank me for spanking you in front of the class, for allowing all those eyes to see you. Yes, you will thank me for making you in heat and for showing you this humiliation. And even worse, you're going to beg me to do it again. Even though you know that it's wrong, even though you know that it's terribly wrong, you want more. You want it so much more. It's humiliating, it's degrading, it's terribly delicious. You can't believe that you're asking for more. You can't believe that you're panting with need, that you want me to spank you again in front of everyone, that you want me to bend you over and show them how wet you are. You want me to bend you over, don't you? You want me to spank you in front of the class. You want me to show them how much of a dirty slut you are. None of them would believe it if I didn't show it. You want me to pull your hair hard and put you in your place. You want to scream with desire and humiliation. Feel me grab your hair tight and pull you up. Are you listening? Are you taking all of this down? Good. But I don't believe you. Feel me hold your hair tight, your head up, unable to look down. In front of you, you're forced to watch all those eyes staring at you. You can feel the blush and you want to look down, but I'm not letting you. Look at them. Every one of them has seen your cunt. Every one of them has seen how wet you are right now. Every single one of them knows what you are. And they can never look at you the same way again. They know that they can just bend you over and spank you. But they won't, will they? They don't have the guts. But you know you want to. You know you want this to happen to you again and again and again. You can never get enough. It's humiliating. It's degrading. And it is glorious. I know that there's one word you want me to say, one word that would push you over the edge into the glorious release that you've been craving for the last 10 minutes. You want it, don't you? That single word, those three letters that push you over the edge. Say it, say that you want it. No. No, this humiliation is your reward. Perhaps another time you'll be lucky enough. Perhaps another time you'll be lucky enough to get the release that you crave so badly. but not now. In a moment, I'm going to say one other word, and you will awaken and remember and feel. Wake.